We're joined now by my longtime friend, and he's joined our show so many times. I certainly appreciate that. And that is Ron Higgins, editor of Tiger Rag Magazine, which covers LSU. Ron, how are you?
God bless the SEC office. The only people I know that can admit they made a mistake in fining Lane Kiffin $25,000 for pointing it out.
That's right. You know, if Lane had counted to 10 and not hit send, maybe he could have got away with it on Twitter.
I think he thought, like, if I retweet it, it's not directly me.
Yes. I'm sure he did. Ron, I want to ask you this, and I don't know all the details, but help me with this. So Odell Beckham Jr. is banned from LSU for 2 years for handing out cash to players. We all saw that cash that was handed out after the national championship game. And then LSU self-imposes 8 scholarships, some recruiting restrictions, and so forth. So here's my question. Did LSU not go to the players that took the cash and say, hey, give me the money, we're giving it back to Odell Beckham? Did they do that?
Well, they got the cash back. They got it back. I mean, they did get the cash back.
Okay.
But most of the self-penalization was for something else and not that. Odell was kind of like an afterthought. Well, it was for the CEO of Our Lady of the Lake Children's Hospital embezzling money and paying the father of an LSU player money. I mean, I think this was after the kid was with LSU, after he was gone. This was under Les. It's a kind of a bizarre penalty, I would say, because it was LSU had no knowledge of this happened, and this guy was a booster because he contributed money to the LSU Athletic Fund, but they still tagged Yell at me, but they still uncovered this. This would never been uncovered if they had done an audit of the hospital and found out he stole over $500,000.
Wow.
And it came up in court, and he paid $180,000 to the father of former LSU lineman Vidal Alexander. And that's why LSU, you know, put the 8 scholarships the next 2 years, reduction of contacts. And probably the one that I thought probably hurt the most was a 6-week ban in communication with prospects. You can't talk to prospects for 6 weeks. And in this business, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to and that's probably the thing that stuck out to me. So, and they banned Odell for 2 years for being a portable ATM on the field after the championship game. other than that, everything's really good.
I had seen the $180,000 payment, but I had not read the details. So you explained that. So now, what's going on now with Will Wade? Because I saw some NCAA report about him arranging for or offering impermissible payments to up to 11 prospects or people around them. What's going on with that one?
They haven't dropped any formal charges on him yet.
Okay.
He's going to get ready for a season. He had another really good recruiting class. I'm sure this one was pretty legal because probably was looking down his neck at it. But right now, it's like business as usual. We're going to go play basketball. We'll play basketball, see what happens. So, but they haven't dropped anything formal on him yet. Everybody keeps waiting and waiting and waiting. And just, you saw Arizona get theirs the other day, so you're wondering how far LSU is down the line. But we'll see. I mean, they're taking their sweet time if they got a bunch of stuff on.
Ron, how much does Wade still get asked about those violations and everything that he's been through?
He gets asked in the context of how, I mean, obviously this hasn't affected your recruiting. How do you address this with the recruits? And that's the context he gets the question. And he says, you know, we tell them what we know as far as our stance with the NCAA. We tell them where we are with our school or whatever. We tell them everything we know, and then they can make a decision whether they want to come with us or not. So that's how he addresses that.
What kind of team do you expect LSU to have this year?
really good, really, really good team. He's got a great recruiting class. He's finally got some options as far as lineups. He's got a bunch of big people. Got one of the best high scores in high school basketball last year from Oak Hill Academy. Got him. He'll be good. Last year they lacked height and lacked depth. And still won 21 games somehow. I don't know how they did it. They had no bench, and really at times didn't guard anybody because they had nobody on the bench. So they couldn't, people couldn't foul out, so they had to conserve fouls, so they backed off the people sometimes. But yeah, they're going to be, I mean, they really, he likes his team. He likes the fact that it has a lot of options lineup wise. Just the other day, he's talked to me, he says, we got 13 guys that can all play and 9 guys. It's like, I could put the SEC game right now and be pretty good. But, you know, but he's got a bunch of young players. He's got a transfer from Washington, a 7-foot center, Brian Penn Johnson. He's got a transfer from UCLA, Sharif O'Neal. Yeah, Shaquille's son. Transfer from UCLA, who's a high school player here, Josh LeBlanc. He's 6'7". And then he's got a really good freshman class that I've talked about. And the guy I was talking about, it was Cam Thomas, a 6'4 guard from Oak Hill Academy who averaged 31.5 points a game last year. And has been a scorer every year he's played. He's been a high-volume scorer. So they feel pretty good about their basketball team. You know, and like I said, we don't know when the hammer's going to drop, but all I know is he just keeps recruiting people.
I guess Ron Higgins with Tiger Rag. Hey, Ron, are you mystified as to why the LSU defense is so bad?
Overcoaching. Yeah. Pretty much so. I mean, given some of the stuff they can't handle, the unwillingness to, I guess, adjust in the middle of games, like halfway till halftime, you can't do it on the fly. The first game against an opener, they just played, they were getting beat one-on-one, and both when they kept still trying to blitz, and they never changed it the whole game, and they couldn't guard anybody one-on-one. When they started playing a little more zone, they were a lot better. But against Missouri, they kept trying to get personnel groups on the field late and change calls, and that's a disaster for communication. And hit guys run past guys wide open, and then just like you couldn't help Missouri throwing wide open people. But I mean, they were so open they could have called for a fair catch, but for the ball to come down. So that's been the biggest problem. They got a little better against South Carolina, but still gave up way too many big plays. I mean, I think 60% of South Carolina's offense yardage came on plays that were big chunk plays, and a lot of them were over, like, I think they had 4 or 5 over 40 yards. So, yeah, they're still, they're just a bizarre defensive unit. They'll give up big plays, but then they'll make a lot of sacks. They lead the SEC in sacks. I think LSU leads the SEC in turnover margin. So they do some good things, but still, most of the time when another team scores, it's because they hit a huge gaining play that put them in position. I mean, the LSU will go from having somebody at 3rd and 15 on their opponent's 20 to like 1st and 10 at the LSU 30 because of a big play they've given up. It's happened over and over again this year, and they've got to cut that stuff out. I mean, that's really hurting them.
Was Bo Pelini, was that hire a mistake, or do you think LSU will turn that around?
Well, right now, he's not the most popular guy in Baton Rouge, I can tell you that. it just seems like I'm not going to make a judgment on him, but it seems like he's running the 4-3 defense rather than the 3-4 Aranda had, and it just doesn't seem to fit today's modern throwing offenses. It just doesn't match up well. But that's what he wanted to go with. That's what Orgeron wanted. And so, I mean, right now, I mean, for, he's got a 2-year contract. And so I guess for 2 years, we'll see what happens. But, And again, it's a big contrast to the way he, you know, teaches and the way Aranda taught. I mean, as you know, both of them is kind of loud, which is an understatement. And Dave Aranda was more cerebral. Like we called Aranda the quarterback, the linebacker whisperer, because of the way he taught on the field, very cerebral and low key. So I think it's a shock to a lot of defensive players to go from Aranda to Pelini, but they've got to get better if they want to, down the stretch, win games and have a winning record.
I thought T.J. Finley played pretty well at quarterback for LSU. What do they do at that position going forward?
Well, right now, they're waiting for Brennan to get well again. He threw for over 300 yards in the first three games and played pretty well, 11 touchdowns. I think he's still fourth nationally in passing yards per game. Played really well. Played most of the Missouri game with a torn abdomen. He tore on a scramble, but played the whole game with it. Still made some great throws. They wanted to sit him out this week because they have an open date next week before Alabama. So they would like to sit him out and get him well. Of course, you know, LSU fans, a guy has a great game, and all of a sudden the guy who was starting is garbage. They think that, already that T.J. Finley's the second coming of Jamarcus Russell or whatever. And he had a nice game, granted, but they also gave him a simple game plan. They also had a running game that showed up big, which is something they hadn't showed up before. With Brennan, Brennan had no run game and really no protection. The first three games, took a physical beating and was in a lot of long third down and long distance situations. The other night when LSU was 8 of 10 against South Carolina in third down conversions, their average down and distance on third down was 3rd and 3. And the other three games was about 3rd and 8 as far as an average. So, he got a lot of help. He played well. He's a good-looking kid. He's got a nice arm. They got really good receivers. If they have a controversy eventually, that's fine. But I think Miles Brennan played well enough the first three games to not lose his job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ron, I appreciate that. Really do. Thank you for joining us. And interesting to see going forward about LSU football and basketball. But, again, we appreciate you joining us, Ron.
You know, there's always nothing going on down here ever. Not ever, really ever. Nothing goes on down here.
No, there's not. I think we could have you on every day.
Nope. So, right. Yeah, really. All right.
Hey, Ron, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
See y'all.
See you, Ron.
That's Ron Higgins. Does a terrific job. Covers LSU for Tiger Rag.